This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects valued at more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to government service. He will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. Tomorrow, PM Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vadhavan port in Maharashtra and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has taken five major decisions in the cabinet meeting. He said the cabinet approved minimum support prices or MSP for Kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25 on 14 crops. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oilseeds will benefit the farmers. The minister said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will be developed in two phases and it will have the capacity of 23 million TEU. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that President Murmu's exemplary service and dedication to the nation inspires us all. The Prime Minister added that her wisdom and emphasis on serving the poor and marginalized are a strong guiding force. UGC NET June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the government. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the inputs from Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation for thorough investigation in the matter. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will reach Colombo today as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of bilateral partnership. This will be External Affairs Minister's first bilateral visit after the formation of new government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Tamil Nadu, 33 people died and more than 109 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kalakurichi yesterday. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kalakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. District Collector of Kalakurichi, where the incident happened, has been transferred and 10 other officials, including DSP, have been suspended. Tamil Nadu Health Minister M. Subramaniam said that the deaths occurred because of high methanol content in the liquor. He said a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the tragedy. The minister said that the government would take strong actions against those involved in such criminal activity. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall over northeast regions during the next 4 days. IMD said that light to moderate rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 4 days. And in ICC T20 World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated USA by 18 runs last night. The Super 8 stage of this year's ICC T20 World Cup cricket kicked off with an electrifying match at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. In another match, England defeated West Indies by 8 wickets at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.